Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, October 10th, 2019. There's a nor'easter coming. Could ruin plans for the weekend. Annie sleeps on the floor of the radio station for a second night in a row because of Post Malone. And War of the Roses has a very weird plot twist. And War of the Roses has a very weird plot test.
I'm going to leave this in.
Thanks. And War of the Roses has a very weird plot twist involving a food delivery service.
It's Carson and Kennedy's War of the Roses.
All right, I want to welcome in Renee, who is here for War of the Roses this morning. Hey, Renee.
Morning.
So tell us what's
going
on with
Kennedy.
Hey, what's going on with you and Mark?
So I have a situation and I need some help. So I deliver for Uber Eats and it's really good money. And the people that I meet are interesting. So, yeah, I was basically just out for a couple of deliveries this weekend and I went to this woman's house to deliver her food. Like, no big deal, right? And I handed her food, and we just had this little quick conversation, and I seriously could have sworn that I heard my boyfriend's voice. Like,
stop it.
I can't be sure. Seriously, I can't be sure. I've never met that woman before, but he has this really, really distinctive laugh, and I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that it's anybody else. So I called him when I got back into my car, and he answered. But he was acting really, really sketchy.
Wow. Oh, I could pick Kennedy's laugh out from a half a mile away.
I know, right?
I can hear it down the hallway.
It's embarrassing.
Okay, so you understand how this works, right? We're going to have Kennedy pretend to work for a cell phone company, offer him a dozen long-stemmed red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to. Just be very quiet while all this is happening, okay, Renee?
Okay, right. Thank you.
All right. Shelley, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, his name is Mark.
Hi, may I please speak with Mark?
Speaking.
Hi, Mark. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Hi. Is this some kind of sales call or something?
Nope. I'm not calling from our billing department, not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Okay, cool. Awesome.
All right, cool. So who would you like to send the roses to?
Send them to... Okay, send them to Tiffany.
You sure? You sound a little confused there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure which one to send them to. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean? Why don't you explain that?
What? Renee?
Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, Mark, that is Renee. This is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, something we call War of the Roses.
What is happening?
What's happening? You just got busted. That's what's happening. I knew you were there. I knew that was your voice.
What?
Yeah, you know what? Your new girlfriend ordered food on Saturday night, and guess who delivered it, bud? Think really, really, really hard about where you were on Saturday night.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is this?
What is it? You just got busted. This is exactly
whoa,
what you
whoa, whoa, whoa. No. Okay. No. Hun, this is not what you think, first of all.
It's exactly what I think. You are such a dirtbag. Seriously, I cannot believe you lied straight to my face.
Tiffany is a coworker, and I
okay.
owed her a favor.
Shut up. You. Goodbye.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mark. Mark.
Who the f*** are you?
It's Carson Kennedy. What did you order?
Why don't you go f*** yourself?
What did you order?
You know, if you're going to be a cheater in that situation, maybe get DoorDash instead.
So many puns. Uber cheater, DoorDash.
I don't think we can say that.
Yikes. Wow. That was awkward. Relive today's War of the Roses and find your favorite by texting ROSES to 20357. Look for a new ROSES next Thursday at 6:15 and 8:15.
He is a bro. He is the man. Are you kidding me? Like, his album smacks. All his music smacks. I can't even name a bad song. Like, he is amazing. He's got me through some of the roughest times of my life. When I'm at the low, he's built me up. Like, I swear to God, he is a man. He's a good-ass dude.
That is Andy Dow talking to a guy at the Post Malone concert day before yesterday.
Yeah.
At the Garden. Andy slept at the radio station day before yesterday.
Yep.
And then last night you slept here again.
Absolutely.
Did you get off the floor this time?
The air mattress stayed completely flated this time.
Flated.
Flated.
Yes.
Not inflated, just flated.
I'll take it.
When's the last time you had a shower, Annie?
Oh, wow. Sunday?
Do your parents know where you are?
I feel like my parents are like, are you all right? Are you going through something?
Kennedy, could you describe Annie's aura right now, please?
Look it. Here's what I'll say. Annie looks like she's been in a concert for two nights in a row, but Annie's here and Annie rallied.
I'm not doubting that. I'm very proud of her to be here.
She looks like doesn't matter because this is radio. Thank you, Jesus.
Imagine me on TV. They'd be like, no. No. I mean, I put like clothes on.
You look adorable.
Thanks.
Like, you're not wearing sweats and mascara down to your nose.
You've been falling asleep, though. I have noticed.
Been falling asleep. You're making that.
My eyes are just resting.
It's called power resting, Carson. Get used to it.
Seriously.
What is this first piece of audio that you brought back from the show last night?
So I was waiting in line for a beverage when we first got to the show when Sway Lee was on, and I saw this girl and she was in Crocs.
Were they posties Crocs?
And they were posties Crocs.
I've been trying to get you some forever.
Night two. What's your name? Where are you from?
Brianna Rydell from Barrington, New Hampshire.
It's Naomi from New Hampshire. You both drove down from New Hampshire?
Yeah, absolutely did.
That's real postie fans right
there. Yeah, hell yeah.
And you're wearing postie Crocs?
Absolutely. They're fabulous with yellow and barbed wire.
They're used because that's how into it she is. Big deal.
You know, $400 means nothing.
What?
$400.
For Crocs?
I've been trying to buy them for Annie for as long as since they came out because they were limited edition. They're like Air Jordans.
No, and they're not. They're Crocs.
Yes, $400.
They're Crocs.
But they're designed by Post Malone and they have special little things.
There's
like
little
Crocs.
I know. They have like little bedazzle, like postie heads on them and stuff.
But it's cheap Crocs.
And did she say they were used?
I'm like,
that's
girl.
What you get on eBay.
Like bowling shoes, huh?
$400 for used Crocs.
I'm like, that ain't
we
it.
Are in the wrong business.
It's kind of a big deal.
You know, $400 means nothing.
You spent $400 on those Crocs?
My boyfriend did.
Hey.
Absolutely. It's love.
What does this night mean to you?
Pretty much more than childbirth. Anxiety, crying, drunk, pretty much anything that you can go through in a day.
It's a lot. And for people that are a little bit older and they don't know who Post Malone is, like,
Carson,
how would you turn them on to him?
They just have to listen to him.
And
they would be turned on to him automatically.
Just try it. Why wouldn't you just try it?
I turned my friend's parents on to it. They're 54. They absolutely love him.
And what do they say?
They were head bobbing, so I mean, I think they liked it.
$400 on Crocs. Postie is more important than childbirth to her.
Did she have kids? Did she be old enough to have kids?
She was.
All right, good enough. So you found people older than you.
This was only in line. As soon as I got down to the pit, it was back down to 14-year-old Tide Pods, TikTok.
What are those Crocs called, by the way? Post Malone Crocs.
They're just called Crocs.
I got you. All right,
they're
what
a
is this
shade
other?
Of yellow.
What's this other piece of audio?
This is back down in the pit with some younger ladies.
Okay, so I'm here at Post Malone, back in the pit, night two. Who am I here with?
I'm Lacey from Worcester.
Olivia from Shrewsbury.
Erin.
Erin from Shrewsbury.
And what are you feeling tonight?
We're so excited. Having the time of our lives already. We can't wait.
For people that don't understand Post Malone, like the older people, how do you describe him?
I mean, like, people may think he's a little odd because, like, he looks a little weird and stuff, but, like, he's such a genuine guy, and his music is just so, like, relatable and genuine, and it's just, like, I feel like it's for all genres. Yeah, he's not like every other artist at all. He's really different and unique, so. Well, he's like a teddy bear, honestly. Like, he's so good, but he's just such a nice, genuine guy.
Would you play him at your family party?
We do every day, all night. It's in our house all the time. We play him.
He's a giant teddy bear.
Teddy bear with face tattoos. It's totally fine. I just can't imagine this girl's family party. Her grandmother's like, can you put on that Post Malone song?
Well, they're young, love that so one. Mom is probably young, so you know.
Two nights sleeping at the radio station. Are you so ready to get home and take a nap?
So ready to bathe, sleep in my own bed, maybe put on some sweatpants.
Let's go.
Was it worth it?
100%. I would do it. 9 times out of 10.
New Post Malone Crocs are apparently now $1,000. $400 is a steal.
Well, I feel like him and I are boys now, so maybe I can like Instagram DM him for the 7,000th time, and maybe he'll answer this time.
He is the man. Are you kidding me? Like, his album smacks. All his music smacks. I can't even name a bad song. Like, he is amazing. He's got me through some of the roughest times of my life. When I'm at the low, he's built me up. Like, I swear to God, he is a man. He's a good-ass dude.
Well, nice job, Annie. Two nights sleeping at the radio station. That's longer than you stayed at Kennedy's house.
Proud of you, boo. Well, no, we had 3 days.
You and Posty. Only people right I do
here,
it for.
Right here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, I want to play some audio for you real quick. All right, take a listen to this.
Weather headlines here as we take a look at our nor'easter, a long-duration storm just hanging around the coast for a couple of days. And at the coast in particular, a lot of wind. I mean, the wind's just not going to go anywhere. And very heavy rain in southeastern Massachusetts, where overall we have the highest impact from the storm. The actual center is right down in here, south and east of Nantucket. Wind advisories are up around the coast, 40 to 50 mile per hour peak gusts for Cape Ann, the North Shore.
Okay, and this just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. There's a huge storm coming.
It's a nor'easter, Carson. Call it what it is.
Right. I'm trying to get Danielle Niles from WBZ TV on the phone here because.
Do they name nor'easters?
I thought that they did. Was it Nemo nor'easter?
No, that was like a bombogenesis.
Hold on. I think now I have Danielle Niles from WBZ TV. Danielle, good morning. Are you there?
Hey, what's up?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me. I'm whispering because I'm in the studio, but it's fine.
It's all fine. It's fine.
I'm supposed to get on the ferry at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Our dear friends have been planning our friend's wife's 40th birthday party for 6 months. They have rented multiple locations on Nantucket.
They
we're having dinner. They're having a catered party at this house. They're having a DJ.
No,
I think they're having
no, you're not.
I think they're having a tent put up at this house. Like, there are
listen
20
to Danielle,
or 30
she's
people
just sighing.
That
she's
they
going.
Are paying for to bring us all to Nantucket. That's what this woman wanted for her 40th birthday party.
That's terrible.
I just saw you say there are 60-foot waves at a marker out off of Nantucket.
Okay, 25-foot waves, not 60, but still.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, Nantucket's been gusting like close to 50 for like the past 13 hours, but I feel like Nantucket people are used to it. It's just that the ferries, obviously, like, how's anyone going to get over there?
Yeah, I'm not a Nantucket person. I've only been there once in my life.
Me too.
Yeah. So
what's she gonna do?
I don't know. That's why I'm talking to you. What am I gonna do?
So when were you supposed to go over on Saturday?
No, tomorrow. Friday.
Okay, so I think the ferries will probably still be impacted, but maybe on Saturday you can get over because the seas will be much much lower then. The wind won't be as strong, so maybe you just cancel your ferry.
So Friday,
well, it will be canceled.
Friday's definitely out. You're saying Friday's out.
Like, yeah, I mean. Not even like the rain's going to be bad or anything like that. It's just the, you know, the seas and the wind's going to be like, you know, still gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour. So,
whoa, dude, you're
Carson,
not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You were a surfer back
it was
in the
Saturday.
Day.
Yeah.
Get on the boat, you know, shred the gnar. You'll be fine.
I can handle it. I won't get seasick, but I'm my wife.
Stand
man.
Up paddleboards, you know?
Paddleboards.
You won't get seasick because you can't get on it.
Danielle's like, get in the kayak, you know, row your ass on over there.
How long will it
get
take?
Get over
me?
There and go. You're good. You're good to go. Honestly, Sunday looks great. Were you supposed to stay all weekend?
Yeah, I'm taking off Monday, actually.
Oh, my gosh. So just go Saturday.
Yeah, that's all. You know, I feel so bad for them. They have family
that
coming
stinks.
In from out of town. They've been planning.
Well, maybe they came in ahead of time.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't.
I mean, I'm just going to say it's like October, you know, in New England. You got to kind of plan for these things.
You got to know.
Yeah.
No?
Right. I thought you were going to give me good news, Danielle.
Go over Saturday. That's the good news.
Yeah, it isn't a full wash. No. Do you know what I mean? So you're fine.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
thanks.
Sorry.
That's all right. Thanks for taking a few minutes. We appreciate
it. All right. Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday to your friend. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. There she goes. Danielle Niles from WBZ TV Canada.
A nor'easter. Really not the same thing at all.
Was Scorpion going to play at the 40th birthday party?
Okay.
Scorpion cover band.
That would be something amazing.
Sounds like it would have been a banger if not for the weather.
Oh, I feel so bad. Can you imagine?
Well, but it's not, like I said.
Yeah.
You still have Saturday, Sunday, right. Monday. You could have not have any of them.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to plan for us to stay in Hyannis on Hyannis tomorrow night. They're just going to get some hotel right there by the boat, and then we'll catch the boat first thing Saturday morning. So, anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, that's tough
breaks.
It's a lot of Chad scattering.
No, I'm really sorry. The White Claw's not going to make it over there, bro.
We can't go to Cisco. What are we going to do?
There's just
going
to be vineyard vines and White Claws in the ocean everywhere.
The poor people of Hyannis are like, I thought you guys were gone. Why are you here?
We are going to Cisco on Saturday. I don't care if there's a nor'easter or not.
Carson.
I'll be sitting in the pouring rain.
You're the pettiest person I know. You will 100% be there the second it opens.
Right, yes.
He's like, I brought my life jacket.
The workers are like, it's 50 degrees and raining sideways. I don't know why you're here, but this is
great. Hey, old man, go home and drink a Bud Light. Leave us alone.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.